Hello? Hi, Judith. It's Samantha here. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you.
Good to hear
Let me
that.
turn this off of my computer.
Sure.
Step number two. And this is a step that authors
There we go.
say it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Hi.
All right, so Judith, I wanted to have a detailed discussion with you in terms of the editing process. I believe you were dissatisfied with the edits.
Yes.
Okay. Can you please explain? I have the manuscript, the last manuscript that was sent to you, opened up in front of me. First of all, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you receive an editorial report before we started editing the entire book?
No.
Okay, no editorial report was sent to you in terms of the direction that we'll be taking, you know, on the editing process.
There hasn't been a plan, and the edits, instead of what was promised, which was a senior group that I purchased of people who are set aside, it's been WikiScribe and different ones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that the suggestions have often been totally tone deaf, don't relate at all to the message or the tone of the book. They're completely not in keeping. So whoever's editing hasn't read the manuscript. There isn't somebody who's read it through. So it feels like there are different people every time. Well, there are different people every time, and the suggestions are. Well, for example, the last batch, there were 25 pages edited, and there were five suggestions, and only one of them had any value at all. So that's, you know, in 25 pages, I think that good editing would have found a lot more to comment on. So, and I started looking for people to write blurbs for my book, and I sent them to a few of my friends who are writers and are in my field. And one of them got back and said, you know, Judy, this book is not ready. It's not edited, and it's not as good as your other books. And it was kind of a wake-up. I thought, well, I've just been trying really hard, and I've been self-editing because it hasn't been getting done. And it's very hard for a writer to self-edit because you can't see things because you're
close
to it.
Exactly.
So what I'm thinking out I'd like to do is go back to, you know, I paid for the highest level service. I'd like to be reimbursed so that it's the first tier because I think that's what I'm getting at best, and then continue with the rest of the editing process and find somebody else to do the editing, hire somebody to do editing. Because for 3 months I've been trying to get this to work, and we haven't really made any progress. At the end of October, I sent the manuscript, and, you know, and I just, you know, nobody even explained the process. So, yeah, it hasn't worked.
Okay. All right.
And
Thank
the manuscript
you for the
isn't
explanation.
Better off.
I completely understand, and I apologize for the inconvenience that you faced throughout this entire process. See, our job is to make your life easier, okay, and, of course, to help you out. That's the reason why you're paying us, so it shouldn't be, you know, the other way around. We shouldn't be, you know, making this worse for you, of course. So I apologize for the entire nightmare that you had to face, though. Okay. All right. We can certainly go ahead and proceed with the refund, but since you have invested so much time with us, I was thinking that what if we change the team completely? Did you discuss this with Don or anyone at all regarding changing the team?
I have several times. I started out right away. It was Philip who I was speaking to in the beginning, and I said, can you tell me who the team is? And I said, when I go on to teamwork, I see that you're using WikiScribes, and that's not going to work. They won't be able to get the job done. And he said, no, no, that's not right. And I never got the names of the people on the team. So, but I've been asking for this since November. From the beginning, it was clear to me that I didn't have the team that was processed and that was promised. And
that was promised.
You know,
yes, I can clearly see that because you are not satisfied, and I completely understand where this is coming from. If the team was, capable enough, they would have sent you at least a sense of direction first. You know, initially what we do is read the book, and then we provide our customers an editorial report or an evaluation, all right, of the entire manuscript, which contains the strengths, the weaknesses, along with the recommendations that we have in order to improve the manuscript. So, for example, the evaluation report can contain, I'm just giving you a vague example so you understand what I'm talking about, okay? So maybe,
sure,
for example...
this is my fourth book, Samantha, so I've been through this process.
Right.
Yeah.
So you understand what I'm talking about, right? Exactly.
I was expecting that. Instead, I've gotten, you know, a certain number of stories edited at a time, and there is no link between what's happening in one batch and the next batch and different people, and I never got that overall developmental editing report.
Now that is absurd because that was supposed to be the first step. If we would have sent you the editorial report, then it would be much more easier for you to understand the direction that the team is going in. And of course, you would also have the option to control that direction. I mean, if you don't like the way it's going, then of course you can put a stop to that. And you would also, you know, get a sense of the bigger picture. As far as the team goes, they would also understand the bigger picture, you know, the broader vision that we have for the book. If you're just editing the book randomly, page by page, then, Judith, we can spend our entire lives editing one book, and we can change the story, you know, completely upside down, and the editing will never stop, right? So we cannot just keep going in loops. Yeah, go ahead.
No, and some of the things they put in the beginning, I thought they were kind of like postage stamp, and they had nothing to do with the book, talking about me coming from corporate culture and when people retire, they stay home. These are totally irrelevant to the cult, you know, my life.
The book, yes.
So I thought, whose life are they writing about?
Exactly.
Because this is a memoir, it has to have truth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So it hasn't been at all congruent. So it really has been over 3 months of this kind of path, and there's never been any overall report.
I know, and I'm really sorry about that. I wish I would have connected with you sooner because I wouldn't have let this happen to begin with. Because I like to work, you know, in terms of following the process and having a properly maintained structure, work step by step, so we keep things aligned. That's how I like to work. Now, when I got your case, I wanted to have a word with you and ask you if I can actually have an editorial report delivered to you by a different team, a much more capable team, and they will provide you, they will review the entire manuscript, and we will keep this version of the manuscript, you know, the one that you got, the edited manuscript, we'll keep this aside, and we're going to send them the manuscript that you sent us initially when you placed the order, okay, the unedited version of it.
Samantha, I've been editing it all along. Every time it came, I've been editing. Yes.
Okay.
I've added most of the edits. I wrote more in the foreword. It's a different manuscript than it was in the beginning because I've edited it.
Okay.
So
now,
I think if you sent the original one, I think you're better off.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sending something that. I think you're better off sending, you know, this one because I've done so much work on it. And they said in the beginning, just send it before you edit it. You know, usually I edit a manuscript a lot before I send it out. They said, no, just send it. Go ahead and send it. So I did. And so every time it came and the edits weren't there, I edited. And I've been adding pieces. And,
do you have a final manuscript copy or final copy of the manuscript to which you agree with? I mean, not with the additional edits that they have made?
No.
Or is it all mixed up?
No. I'm not sure what you mean, is it all mixed up? Yes, no, I do have one that is up to date. What happened most recently is they said, well, let's make sure we're working with one manuscript. So I've been waiting when I send it back until I hear back before I do more editing. But that's really hard because I like to just keep working on it. So I haven't worked on it since I sent it out. So okay. The most up-to-date one is the one that I sent whenever the last time I sent it over a week ago. So I think that would be a better one to look at.
All right. So
but
I
have a lot of trouble thinking that anything would be different, Samantha, because I've started ringing this bell, you know, right away in the first month, and there have been no changes. There were promises, but again, there were no changes.
No, I'm not going to make any promises with you. I'm not going to make any promises with you. I'll be very straight front with you up front. And I'm not asking you for a lot because I know you've invested a lot of time and money in this entire process, and it has been truly inconvenient for you. See, I'm only going to ask you for 3 to 4 working days only. I'll provide you an editorial report, and you can make your decision upon that, okay? Just review it, and you're going to know because you're a writer and it's not your first book. So you will understand from that editorial report itself that whether or not the team is capable of handling the edits of the book, okay? And that's when you make your decision and you let me know. If you don't like it and you do not want to proceed with them, we will just pull the plug off and call it a day, all right? Because I don't want to waste any more of your time. And if you feel that they're, yes, 3 to 4 working days, that means today is Thursday, right? So let's count Friday 1, Monday 2, Tuesday 3, Wednesday 4, Wednesday. So I'm going to try to deliver you the editorial report by Wednesday. And when I deliver that to you, I'm going to give you some time to review, and then we will discuss that over the phone. And then you can give me your overall feedback in terms of whether or not you want to proceed with this current new team or you want to just call it a day and then we can close off the project. I mean, in terms of the editing, I believe you have other services with us as well, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then we can discuss.
I don't know yet. I haven't experienced them yet. The editing is first.
Right.
Well, I would like to continue editing on it, but I guess that doesn't make sense. And I'd like to be able to get a launch date. I guess, how would this be different, Samantha? How would this be a different process than what's happened? Who will be this team that you're talking about? Are they in-house or will this be outsourcing to WikiSquad again?
That's an in-house team. And, of course, they are much more capable. Now, we have different tiers, okay, according to the package of
I'm on
package
the top
of
the tier.
Yes, exactly. So if you're on the top tier, even in the top tier, we have multiple different teams who handle different genre and niche, right? So depending on the availability of the team, we assign one project to a particular team, which includes 4 individual writers, formatting experts, along with the proofreader. So let me give you an example. If a new team is assigned to you, there will be a lead writer who will be handling a majority of the edits that will be made on your manuscript. Then there will be a formatting expert along with a proofreading or quality and assurance guy. So apart from that, there will be a head of that team that will be responsible for handling the bigger picture vision. For example, if the editorial report is sent to you, majority of the suggestions and recommendations will come from that head of the writing team or editing team. That person will be responsible for the overall direction or the transition and flow of the book, you can say. All right, so that will compile. That will be your entire team. Now, once I change the team, they will sit down, review your manuscript. They will provide you an editorial report first in which they will write down the direction that they are pursuing for the manuscript, whatever they feel, good or bad, all right? It might come with a criticism too. So you just got to bear with that. And if you don't agree with it, you just let us know.
Oh, I'm fine. No, I expect people to find mistakes in it. I want that.
Right.
And
it's
part
not
of the process.
Necessary. Exactly. In order to, improve something, you got to get the criticism, right? You got to look at that.
Absolutely. But it has to be in the tone and the message of the book. It has
of
to
the
be in
book.
Keeping with that.
Yes.
It
yes.
can't be somebody
Absolutely.
Else's life story and post online.
It can be random. Yes, of course, of
it
course.
It can't be random, which is
exactly.
what it's been.
Exactly, it should make sense.
Samantha, it's already been, you know, more than three months of this, mm-hmm. and you're asking me to wait another 4 days. And mm-hmm. what I would get is just what should have happened at square one, an editorial report. And what would allow me to wait and feel more comfortable with that is to have, in addition to that editorial report, a list of the team of writers that are on this project mm-hmm. and their resume. It said that they would all have at least 15 years of experience. And so I would like to know who those writers are on the project and a projected timeline for when it could be finished.
Okay. All right. Now, in regards
to the
timeline and editorial report, I can get that to you. And even I can fast-track the project, just in case if you like the editorial report, I can fast-track this, given the experience that you had with our company, okay, as a compensation without any additional charges, we can fast-track the project. These are the two things that I can do. Now, usually what happens is that since these writers and editors, they are ghostwriters, okay, we do not disclose their identity due to several other reasons. Because sometimes what happens is that people tend to drop the order with the company and just reach out to them directly, and we do not allow that.
Okay.
We do not allow direct contact.
Yeah, no, I don't.
So,
why ghostwriters? Why not editors?
Well, both of them, ghost editors and writers. We have both on board with us.
Okay.
And
so
we
don't disclose.
We usually do not prefer to disclose their identities or their contact details for that matter, but I'll try my best to get you something to work with, okay? That way you will feel more comfortable if I can get you at least the names and maybe their basic background and resume. Resume might be a little difficult, but I can get you a little bio on them, like, you know, just to get to know them and their qualification
and
stuff, okay?
Yeah, and what would also be helpful would be not only the editorial report, which would be, you know, a review of the whole manuscript,
mm-hmm.
would be a sample of mm-hmm. their editing, a few pages, so I could see what their work is like.
Okay.
Because I really won't know
from
just
sense.
That report. I'd like to see a sample of at least perhaps the foreword, because I know there are errors in it, and I would like to see if somebody can find those and make suggestions that would make it a better manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
That way I could evaluate whether this is going to be something I would want to continue with.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Okay. All right, then,
so
Judith,
I'll
you
expect
got it.
To see that on Wednesday. I'll see that
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday, right? And then you
correct.
And I will have a conversation on Thursday.
That is correct.
So I can have time to look that over. Schedule time to do that if they get it to me, you know,
mm-hmm.
at a reasonable hour on Wednesday, then I'll be able to look it over and we can talk on Thursday.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your time, Judith.
Okay.
Let me talk to the team and get back to you as soon as I have a confirmed date. Well, as of now, you can be able to provide all this to you by Wednesday, okay? But just in case if something else comes up, I'm going to notify you on the portal, okay?
Okay, well, I think it would be a good idea to stick to the 4 days and plan to have it finished by then.
Of course.
Okay.
That's what
I'm
prioritizing.
That's really important.
Yes, of course.
Okay, that would be great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right,
we'll talk next week then. Really great. Yeah, it was really good talking
to
you, and I apologize for the inconvenience once again, Judith. You're a wonderful human being. I mean, you're a very sweet person.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, you take good care of yourself. I'll speak to you.